The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today something of a doctrinal feast, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And so we're right to ask who God is, and really who God is in himself, and what difference does that make to me, or to the world? So I'd like to start to say it means everything, okay? So we'll get that out of the way. That's the second question. It means everything, okay? So the Holy Trinity, the exploration of the Holy Trinity, as God as he is in himself, is begun in the very first page of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It's the very first paragraph where we read, "God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself." Then the second part, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to share with him his very and divine life, right? His life. But let's look at that first part, I think. This is the whole of the homily, so let's lock in on it, right? This is the whole of the homily. What does it mean for God to be infinitely perfect and blessed in himself? It means, to begin with, that God has always had within himself a perfect friendship. It's the Trinitarian life. He's always had within himself a perfect friendship. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are adoring one another. They are giving glorifying love to one another and delighting in one another. Think about friendship. Think about your friends. Think about the people you love. The people you love and the people who love you. And let's hear it again. This is God infinitely perfect and blessed in himself. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are adoring one another, giving glorifying love to one another, and delighting in one another. We know of no higher joy than being loved and loving in return. We know no higher joy than that. But a triune God knows that love and joy in unimaginable, infinite dimensions. God is therefore infinitely, profoundly happy, filled with perfect joy, not some abstract tranquility or rest or what, but no, the fierce happiness, the strength, the power of dynamic, loving relationships God possesses in himself. It should become clear that God, just contemplating the mystery of the Trinity, who God is in himself, it should become clear It should be very clear, rather, that God does not need to create other beings in order to know love and happiness. He has it, and he has the depths of it, the perfection of it in himself. He does not need to create other beings in order to know love and happiness. The only reason God would have for creating us is not to get the cosmic love and joy of relationship. He already has it, but to share it. And that's what he does. It's completely consistent for a triune God who is other-oriented in his very core, who seeks glory only to give it to others. God is an eternal exchange of giving oneself away. An eternal and perfect, an infinite exchange of love. Who creates us not so that we can give anything to him, but that he can give himself away to us. How freeing this one doctrine of the Trinity is. How freeing this one reflection on this one particular aspect of the Holy Trinity should be. That God does not need us, but that he has created us to share himself with us, to give himself away. So my friends, we relish in the joy of receiving God today, of being called into this tripersonal exchange, so that we can be enveloped in the love of God, that we can be loved and receive and experience his love. And in our receiving that love, learn what it means to give ourselves away also to him in praise and worship, to give him glory, to live for him, to love him because he first loved us, and then to reflect this great love to the world and reach out to others to draw them into this same exchange of infinite perfect love.